From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom and the Associated Press, I'm Ed Wolf with your news update. The Tuscola County Board of Commissioners will conduct a meeting of the whole at 8 a.m. on Monday, this coming Monday, October 13th, at the Purdy Building at 125 West Lincoln Street in Cairo. According to the preliminary agenda, Controller Erica Dibble is expected to present some budget amendments, and journal entries is expected to be done to go along with the preparation for a 2026 budget. Perhaps the amendment will finally provide a picture of the county's current finances. For several months, commissioners have been asking the county commissioner has for information about the county's current financial position, but because one reason or another, the information was never fully provided. Broadwell has expressed grave concerns several times about the county continuing to operate blindly without knowing what the current financial picture is. So he's the only commissioner that has done that. The other four commissioners have not asked any pertinent questions. The Village of Akron, starting Monday the 13th, are going to be flushing their fire hydrants every day until Friday the 17th. While the work is going on, residents may see some discoloration in the water. If you have discoloration, they're said to run the water till it shows clear. Notice of the issue was noted, but there's no set times for when the village is going to flush the water between Monday and Friday of next week. All right. The trees can't hold a summer look anymore in many sections of Michigan. Fall colors have peaked in the Upper Peninsula. Heading south of the Mackinac Bridge, the island area's 10 mile from the Great Lakes was very colorful. Interior northern lower Michigan is about 50% fall color and changing fast. Peak color will probably occur next week. This weekend would be a decent time for driving through the interior parts of northern lower Michigan. The shorelines areas of Mystique, Frankfort, Traverse City, Charlebois, Petoskey, Sheboygan, Alpena, and Tawas are going to be at peak next week, October 18th. The nice colors extend southwards to the central part of lower Michigan around Grand Rapids and Alma. The rest of southern Michigan also has color developing. The color change will continue quickly this week. We also had chilly mornings the last few days, which have kept some colors from changing. Plus, it's just time for the leaves to change their colors. The warm weather and the sun held a fall color off for the last couple weeks. Now we have less daylight. Regardless of temperatures, trees in southern Michigan will change colors in the next 2 weeks. And we'll be right back after this word.
Being diagnosed with a blood cancer like leukemia, lymphoma, or myeloma makes people want more time to do the things they love. That means more time to be movie buffs, jazz collectors, teammates, and grandparents. We are Blood Cancer United. Since our founding in 1949, we've been the world's leading organization focused solely on blood cancer research, support, and advocacy. We do the most for more people with blood cancer, so people with blood cancer can do more of whatever they want. Blood Cancer United. Join us at bloodcancerunited.org.
Coyotes are everywhere in Michigan, and they could be a real headache. They'll go after pets, your livestock, in rare cases, even people. Not to mention they are loud and wake people up in the middle of the night. They multiply fast. A single female can have over 100 pups in her lifetime. That's a lot of hungry mouths running around, and they are seriously getting out of control here in Michigan. Now hunters have a little more help. The Natural Resources Commission just brought back year-round coyote hunting, scrapping last year's ban, and shut hunting down from mid-April through mid-July. Michigan first allowed year-round hunting in 2016, but at least last year's short-lived ban drew complaints from farmers, hunters, and local leaders. State Senator Michelle Hingebrook, representative, are calling for a win. The Republican from Manton said the old limit has no sufficient backing, lest the coyote numbers explode. People stood up, farmers, hunters, local leaders made their voices heard, and it worked. Fairbang, a Republican from Harbor Springs, added, while coyotes are part of Michigan's ecosystem, they need to be managed aggressively. Left unchecked, they'll eat pets, livestock, wildlife, and don't exactly take it slow when it comes to multiplying. With the seasons back year-round hunting, landowners finally have a chance to get these critters under control before they get out of hand. A Macon County Corrections deputy is facing criminal charges accused of assaulting an inmate at a county jail in September, according to county prosecutor's office. Daniel Gellis III, 37, was arraigned yesterday on charges of obstruction of justice and aggravated assault in the 41B District Court in Clinton Township. According to the news release from the prosecutor's office and online court records, he is accused of assaulting an inmate at the jail located in Mount Clemens on September 5th, resulting in the inmate needing a head scan and stitches at the hospital. No additional details about the assault. The inmate and Gillis with the sheriff's office were not available as of yesterday. That's all the news we have for this hour. You can get your news anytime at thumbnet.net.